Y'all know what time it is. It's time for TY's 20 right here on WordPress Radio. Our baseball previews continue this week. Last week's show was all about the National League East, and today's show is all about the American League East. And let me remind you real quick, on our website, tys20.com, you can always go back and listen to previous weeks from the show in case you missed one or more of them. On the phone with us now, once again, is our Major League Baseball expert, Seth Lawrence. And Seth, you're back for another week. I guess we didn't scare you too much last week. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me, T.Y.
Seth will be joining us for each of these divisional previews over 6 weeks' time, and we're glad to have him with us. Well, let's talk about the American League East. This is baseball, of course, so we should probably begin with a little team known as the New York Yankees. And to remind our viewers, each week we'll open the show by discussing every team in that respective division. What did they lose? What did they add? What questions do they have heading into 2011? And do we have any bold predictions for them? So, Seth, what have you got for the New York Yankees?
Well, T.Y., last year the Yankees were the wild card team out of the American League. They were second to the Rays. And looking at the Yankees, their offense really stays the same. Actually, a lot about this team stays the same. The biggest thing, I think, will be the rotation, which they were hurt by not getting Cliff Lee like everyone had expected them to, but you've got Baffy at the top, and then really after that it's a bunch of questions. I mean, can Phil Hughes continue to develop as a solid young pitcher? Is A.J. Burnett an overpaid three pitcher, I guess, and how do they fill out their 4 and 5 spots in the rotation? To me, that's their biggest issues right now. In the field, you've got they're almost 3 deep at catcher with Russell Martin coming over from the Dodgers. Francisco Cervelli, a solid young hitter. And what are they going to do with Jorge Posada? Is he going to DH? Is he going to catch? I mean, what do they have in store for him there? They added Andrew Jones in the outfield, which, I mean, I guess is a good thing. It adds a little bit of depth out there, but I don't think he's much to get excited about. Their bullpen is really solid. They added Rafael Soriano from the Rays. He's pretty solid. Pedro Feliciano comes over as a lefty specialist from the Mets. So their bullpen shapes up well. For me, the biggest thing is if they can get 5 solid innings every day out of their starters and hand it over to the bullpen, they should be in good shape. But their offense is stacked and loaded as it always is. But the biggest question, I think, is pitching.
Yeah, I think the loss of Andy Pettitte's really going to hurt this team, assuming he doesn't come out of retirement, because, like you said, they didn't bring in another starting pitcher. I think they're going to need a big year out of A.J. Burnett, and that's something I wouldn't hold my breath for. As you mentioned, Soriano and Rivera at the end of the game, that's going to be pretty good. You know, game over if they have the lead heading to the eighth. They're still going to score a lot of runs, you know, Cano, Teixeira, A-Rod, Jeter, Swisher, Granderson, you know, just a stacked lineup if they can stay healthy. And to be honest, I think teams typically respond better if they don't achieve their goal the previous year. So the Yankees aren't the defending champs heading into spring training this year, so I look for them to stay hungry, and I'm sure they'll be able to add at the trade deadline if they need to. Next up, we're going to talk about the Baltimore Orioles. This is a team that, under their new manager at the end of last season, they finished the year by going 34-23. They've got some good young players, guys like Markakis and Adam Jones in the outfield, and really their entire starting rotation has a lot of young guys who have potential, but you just never know if they'll reach that potential all at once. They've added corner infielders Mark Reynolds and Derek Lee, which should at least add some home runs to the team. But their bullpen is beyond terrible. I mean, this could be one of the worst bullpens ever assembled. And that's too bad, because if they had a strong bullpen, I think this team could honestly at least be respectable. They could at least compete a little bit. And, you know, I truly believe they have a talented enough team to at least make some noise this year if they had a bullpen. But since they have no bullpen, I'm going to say no chance. My bold prediction for them in 2011 is Mark Reynolds will not set the single season strikeout record again this season.
Yeah, agree with you there. I actually don't think their bullpen is quite as bad as, you know, it is bad, but it's, you know, looking at other bullpens around the league, it's, you know, bullpen is a year-to-year thing, and, I mean, who knows? Kevin Gregg could come out and do a Frankie Rodriguez on us and save 60 games. You know, chances are he won't, but, that, you know, that's just the uncertainty you get with bullpen each year. I actually don't like their rotation. I mean, you've got some okay players that have talent. I think Jeremy Guthrie is starting to prove that he's one of those guys that had a lot of potential and just never really lived up to it. I think being in the division he's been in for his entire career kind of adds to that. I like Justin DeShurer coming over from Oakland. I think he's pretty solid. I like their outfield a lot. I like their infield, actually. I think Hardy and Ryan Roberts up the middle are solid. Derek Lee's getting a little old. I don't know how much he's going to be able to do to add to this team here, but Mark Reynolds will certainly add power and some protection to guys like Adam Jones, Felix P.A., and Marcakis. What do you get out of Matt Wieters this year? He kind of had a disappointing season last year in his really second year, full first year. But, if it wasn't for the pitching, I agree with Yuchi why this team would have some solid chance to compete in this division.
Yeah, I feel bad. This is my uncle's team, the Orioles. They've had some just really, really bad ownership, especially in the last 5 or 10 years. And, you know, they have a lot of former Cub players, so no wonder they haven't had any success in a while. But we're going to move on now to talk about the Tampa Bay Rays. What do you have for them?
Well, T.Y., last year the Rays won their division over the Yankees, and this is a team that had a busy offseason. They brought in Manny Ramirez and Johnny Damon, the two former Boston guys together. Yeah, they rid themselves of Carlos Pena, who's now a Cub for your team there, T.Y. You're going to see a little, and they also got rid of shortstop, blanking on the name here.
Jason Bartlett, yep.
Jason Bartlett. San Diego. So they're going to look a little different this year. Their rotation is going to be. They also got rid of
Matt Garza, also a Cubby.
I'm blanking on the name again. The starting pitcher to the Cubs.
Yeah, Matt Garza.
Garza in the rotation, but they're going to look real different. They're still going to have BJ Upton out in center. Longoria is going to be at third. As always, Price is going to headline this rotation with James Shields. I think that's a good 1-2 duo there. But in right field, I think you're going to see Ben Zobrist move out there. Reed Brignac kind of heads the favorite right now to take over a shortstop for the Rays. I think they've got a couple prospects in the middle infield that they are going to probably look at in spring training. Sean Rodriguez probably going to take over at second base. He's a good little player, I think, for them, and should be okay. They're going to look a little different at first base. You're going to have Manny and Johnny Damon switching time, DH'ing, I'm sure, and you'll probably see a combination of outfields this year for the Rays, but the rotation looks good. I like the rotation. The young guy by the name of Jeremy Hellickson is one heck of a player. Wade Davis is a good pitcher as well. The finish up the 3-4 spots in that rotation, I think. And this is a team that I just would be scared to death of the face at any point in the season because their pitching is so good. Their offense is explosive. I think their biggest concern is bullpen, though. I mean, they don't have a closer right now. They don't even have an announced closer. I mean, there's not one guy that they're projecting to finish the ballgame. I mean, right now, Kyle Farnsworth is in the mix. I mean, when Kyle Farnsworth is in the mix to close ball games for you, you know you don't have a closer. So they got to figure that out, and they got to do it fast. I think they will probably want to add a guy at the end of the season. And I'm going to throw this out there right now. I think if the Mets are out of contention, I actually think the Rays would go out and pick him up to solidify the end of that, the back end of their bullpen.
Yeah, I'm going to look forward to watching Garza and Peña on the north side of Chicago. There's a whole lot of people, though, that are talking about how the Rays are going to be in the bottom of the AL East and how they've just lost so much to overcome. You know, Garza, Peña, Crawford, Bartlett, Soriano, among others. You would think it would hurt them a lot, but I'm with you. I believe the Rays still have a very good baseball team, very good rotation, and a pretty strong lineup. The problem is, of course, the division that they're in. If they were in some other divisions, I think I would have them winners. Not going to give away my prediction. That's coming up later. But with those key losses, despite being a good team, it's going to be tough to win the AL East. But, you know, it's baseball. They play the games for a reason, and you never know. I'll be interested to see what Manny and Johnny Damon will do for them. Maybe they'll help the Rays sell a few tickets this year for once.
Right. And I want to add one more thing there, D.Y. The Rays actually have one of the most solid minor league systems in all of baseball. I mean, they've got guys that are ready to come up here in this year, next year, that probably most folks don't even know about. But they're, you know, because they were in the cellar of the AL for so long, they've loaded up on draft choices, and now they're able to spend a little bit of money, and they've got some young players to complement the guys they can spend money on. I don't discount what this team's going to do with the young guys they've gotten and the solid players that are already up.
Yeah, it's an exciting team. It's an exciting franchise. And if you live in Tampa and you listen to this, start going and supporting your team, all right? Next up, we're going to talk about the Boston Red Sox. They missed the playoffs last season for the first time since 06. They were still a team that won 89 games. And boy, did they ever have a solid offseason. They signed Carl Crawford. They traded for Adrian Gonzalez. They added some bullpen depth. Also, guys like Ellsbury, Pedroia, and Euclid are expected to be healthy. And, you know, this team's just, in my opinion at least, absolutely loaded. Don't forget about the young studs on the mound and Lester and Buchholz. You know, it didn't used to be this way with Boston making all the offseason splashes while the Yankees kind of stand pat. But I guess the only question mark I would have for the team this year is the back end of the rotation. You know, will Josh Beckett and Dice K be healthy? Will they have better years? If the Red Sox got more of the 2009 version of Josh Beckett, it wouldn't even be fair for this team. But if the back end of the rotation isn't healthy, I guess other teams will at least have a shot at beating them on those days. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think the first three are solid. I think Josh Beckett is a postseason pitcher. His regular season really are nothing to get excited about. That's kind of where he's made his money, is in the postseason, and rightfully so. I mean, he's such a clutch pitcher. But, you know, I think if they get good effort, even if Beckett and Matsuzaka don't go 5-6 innings, you know, this bullpen is absolutely loaded right now. And they've got three guys in Papelbon, Bard, and Bobby Jenks that could potentially, you know, end the ballgame in the sixth inning the way they go. So it's going to be fun. I want to add this real quick. Their catching situation is very tight right now. You've got two switch hitters, Jared Seltzer-Mackay from Texas and Jason Veritek behind the plate. I like Seltzer-Mackay a lot. I think he's one of those guys who came up with a lot of expectation, didn't do much, and Texas unloaded him because they just had so much depth with their young players. I think he's going to fit in real well in Boston. I think he could be a very underrated acquisition they made this year. But this team is loaded. And, you know, if it wasn't for the Phillies with getting Cliff Lee and the starting pitching they've got, probably the headline with everything right now would be Boston.
Absolutely, we agree there. Well, last team to discuss before we do our predictions a little bit later on is the Toronto Blue Jays. What do you have for them this year?
Well, the Blue Jays last year finished fourth, and they were another team, won 85 games. They finished above 500. Everybody knows about the explosion of Jose Bautista, and this team, you know, traded away center fielder Vernon Wells to L.A., and they ditched Sean Markham to Milwaukee. They add Frank Francisco from Texas to close games out. They've got Octavio Dotel. They brought in John Rodge from Minnesota. They're going to move Adam Lind to first base from the outfield. They bring in Juan Rivera in that Vernon Wells deal, which I think that's a solid acquisition. I think Rivera's a much better hitter than Vernon Wells, and maybe not defensively better, but the offense you're going to get good production out of. They added Rajay Davis from Oakland in center field. You know, Escobar came in late mid-season last year from Atlanta. He's a solid player. But this rotation looks pretty solid. You've got two lefties in the top three in Ricky Romero and Brett Cecil that are pretty good. Brandon Morrow, I think, is set to just absolutely break out this year, probably get 200 strikeouts, win 15, 20 games. I think he's real solid. I like the bullpen. I like the offense, certainly, but questions remain, I think, in the back end of the rotation. And, you know, just what do they get from everybody else? Does Aaron Hill have a better year? Does Travis Snyder live up to expectation? Just a lot of things that this team needs to answer, but I think they can, if they can, they're a good team.
Yeah, to me, this is the team that I probably feel the worst for when it comes to their fans. And just being in the wrong division, you know, with their young pitching staff, I like the move of hiring former Red Sox pitching coach as their manager. I think that could help them a lot. But despite losing Sean Markham, as you mentioned, their young pitching staff could be pretty good with Romero, Morrow, Cecil, and Drabek. And I'm excited to see if Travis Snyder is going to be ready for his breakout season. Another note about Jose Bautista, it's his free agent year, so I expect another big year out of him. And another note, this team, to me, they simply need to improve their offense. They led the majors in home runs last year, but they had a really terrible 312 on base percentage and about 100 less RBIs for the season compared to the Yankees. And, you know, with losing Wells and Overbay, I like the direction the team is going. They're a fun team to watch. But, again, man, they just play in the wrong division. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think Rajay Davis will help the on-base percentage a little bit. Maybe Juan Rivera, he's not much of a, you know, he's more of a power hitter, but he can get the extra base hit. And, you know, we'll see. You know, Escobar, I think, is another question. Is he going to ever be the player the Braves hoped he would be, which was the reason they traded him, because he wasn't. But, you know, does Aaron Sebia kid behind the plate, what was he, 5 for 6 in his first game with, like, 2 homers and a dozen RBIs or something like that? I mean, he just broke the scene with a crazy game. But, yeah, I agree with you, T.Y. It's just wrong division right now.
Well, Seth, let's just jump right into it and get to our predictions of the American League Eastern Division for 2011. Obviously, some things can change from now until the season with trades and whatnot, but we'll just go with what we got for the time being, and I'll go ahead and start it off with my fifth-place team being the Baltimore Orioles. And once again, my main reason for me is no bullpen, no chance. I think bullpens get overlooked a lot at times, and you think about a team's lineup, a team's closer, maybe their first couple starting pitchers, but if you don't have a bullpen, you don't have a prayer. And as I've repeated this week, I just can't stand their bullpen. So that's who my fifth place team is. Who do you got?
The Orioles as well. You know, the offense is good. I think they could be like Toronto last year, where they hit a lot of homers, get a lot of runs, but that pitching is just going to kill them.
All right, who do you got for fourth place?
You know what, T.Y., I was thinking about it, the Yankees. I have the Yankees at fourth place.
Wow.
Stunning, I know, and I can't believe I'm saying it, but they're, other than C.C. Sabathia and Phil Hughes at the top, I don't think this pitching is good. You know, they had a lot of, you know, everybody was healthy for most of the season last year for this team. It's hard to do that 2 years in a row. The bullpen is good, you know, I'll admit that, but, you know, if you can't give the bullpen, you know, a lead in the fifth or sixth inning, and you've got, I don't know, just the offenses in this league are so good, and, you know, the offenses around the American League are good anymore right now, that it's just, I don't like the Yankees this year. I think if they can make a nice addition to the rotation at the end of the year. I don't know where that's going to come from right now, because you look at so many teams that probably aren't going to want to deal starting pitching. But, you know, the Yankees right now, just to me, don't have a good team in the, you know, pitching-wise. I think they're a fourth-place team.
Well, that's definitely a bold prediction, my friend. I've got, and I hate to say it, I hate to do it, but I've got Toronto in fourth place. I see a team that is, you know, somewhat similar to last year, a team that's fun to watch, a team that will win more games than they lose. But I just think they're probably a little bit too young this year to be a serious threat, but I could definitely see them contending. My third place team, the American League East, I'm going to go with the Tampa Bay Rays, and I still like this team, especially if Helixson has a big year. Good young rotation. They still got Longoria and Upton and Zobrist and some other good bats, but to me, just too many key losses for anything higher than third, although I could see them contending with my second-place team for second. Who do you get?
I've got the third place. I've got Toronto. If it wasn't for the two teams above them that I'll obviously have, I would see them a little bit higher. And if there was another division, like say the West, I would definitely see them being there. But they're solid, they're young, and I think they will continue to improve. And who knows? I mean, maybe they surprise some people this year. But I think they're a third place team in this division.
Moving on to second, I have the Yankees. I definitely don't think they're good enough to win this division. To me, it's just so hard to discount the New York Yankees, and they still have a ton of amazing players. I do see the concerns that you see, and in this division, you never know. Fourth place isn't near as far-fetched as, let's say if they were in the AL Central or some division like that, but I'm still sticking with the Yanks as second, and I think they'll be in the hunt for the wild card.
I like Johnny Damon and Manny coming over. The pitching, I think, 1-4 is as far as youth goes, probably the top pitchers coming up that there are right now, or some of the top pitchers coming up between, you look at the Price at the top, Helixson and Wade and also James Shields. I think it's a good rotation. The bullpen concerns me a little bit, and it's certainly less solid than the Yankees, but I think with the starters they have, you can get 7 innings realistically out of just about every single one of them, that if they'll keep you in the ballgame and the offense is explosive enough to get enough runs to get them through 7 innings. So I think I like the Rays at second.
All right, so that means that we each have the Boston Red Sox winning the AL East this year. To me, this is the only team in the American League that has a legitimate shot, at least in my opinion, at 100 wins. I just really, really like this team. I think Adrian Gonzalez is going to have a ridiculous season playing out of Petco. And, I just love this team.
Yeah, and, for me, the thing is, D.Y., for me, is that all the pitching seems to be shifting to the National League. I don't know if I said this last week, but you look at guys like Zach Greinke and Cliff Lee and just several guys that were in the American League the past few years, Roy Halladay out of this division, all moved to the National League. It's becoming a hitter's league, and this offense is certainly built to pound the ball, and they're going to do that. And I think, like you said, this is one of probably the only team in the American League built to win 100 games this year.
Well, it's always a fun time talking baseball. I can't wait for it to start. Next week, Seth, we're going to tackle the National League West. Look forward to it.
Sweet, dude. Thanks for having me, T.Y.
Take it easy, man.
All right. See you later, dude.